SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Hamas releases the first batch of hostages.
13 Israelis who have been held in the Gaza Strip since the militant group staged a raid on Israel nearly 7 weeks ago have been released, according to officials and media reports. 12 Thai nationals were also released, according to Thailand's prime minister. An Israeli official confirmed that the Thai captives left Gaza and will be treated at a hospital in Israel. The official spoke on condition of anonymity because she was not authorized to discuss the releases with the media. I'm Karen Chamas.
The victims of a fiery crash at a U.S.-Canada border crossing have been identified.
The Niagara Falls Police Department says 53-year-olds Kurt and Monica Villani of the Buffalo suburb of Grand Island, New York, were in the vehicle that crashed into a border checkpoint in Niagara Falls, leading to border closures in New York on the day before Thanksgiving. The Erie County Sheriff's Office released a statement from the husband and wife's family, extending gratitude for the condolences they've received and asking for privacy. Still unknown, details on what exactly led to Wednesday's crash at the Rainbow Bridge. The Villani's car raced through an intersection at a high rate of speed, hit a low median, and was launched through the air before slamming into a row of security booths and bursting into flames. I'm Jennifer King.
Another Black Friday is on the books.
Retailers are hoping you're ready to buy this holiday season. They're stepping up the discounts to try to attract those who are holding out for the best deals. At Macy's Herald Square in New York, shoppers began streaming in soon after the doors opened at 6 this morning, finding discounts up to 50% on almost all boots and shoes. Many handbags were half-priced. This woman in the Los Angeles area was looking for bargains at the mall last night. Yep, Thanksgiving night.
60% off, 70% off, up to. Take it where you can.
She talked to ABC7 Los Angeles. I'm Rita Foley.
This is SRN News. Well, Joe Biden has a problem with people of faith. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The president's low approval ratings have been in the news for years now, but a new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds his numbers are very low with certain religious groups that make up a large portion of the electorate. Just 12% of white evangelical Protestants think Mr. Biden is doing a good job, along with a mere 30% of white mainline Protestants and 31% of white Catholics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge strikes down an effort to enshrine abortion in Nevada's constitution. Carson City District Court Judge James Russell ruled that a proposed ballot initiative is too broad. The petition would have amended the state constitution to include the fundamental right to abortion, childbirth, postpartum care, birth control, vasectomy, and tubal ligation. The judge found the amendment was a clear violation of Nevada's single-subject rule. This is SRN News. Sea turtle nests break records on U.S. beaches, but their future is ominous. Correspondent Tiffany Wong reports.
High sea turtle nest numbers are found in many states, with Florida in the lead, reporting a record-breaking number of more than 130,000 loggerhead turtle nests. This phenomenon happens thanks to previous conservation efforts, but they become futile in front of climate change.
The temperature of the nests impacts the sea turtle in a number of different ways,
says Vice President of Research and Sea Turtle Toxicologist Justin Perrault at Loggerhead Marine Life Center in Juneau Beach, Florida. It's hard to say whether there will be as many nests as today years down the road. I'm Tiffany Wong.
An overheating issue with Jeep Wrangler plug-in hybrid vehicles leads to a recall by automaker Stellantis. About 44,000 Jeep Wrangler 4xe models are affected. More details at srnnews.com.